Universal Music Group, the world's largest music company, on Wednesday announced it would make more than 43,000 song tracks available for download at retail outlets and music websites, opening a new front in the marketing of digital music. The initiative is aimed at attracting fans who may want to buy songs or albums on a one-off basis online, rather than through monthly internet subscriptions, the alternative the major labels have offered to date to peer-to-peer song swapping services. Universal Music, a unit of Vivendi Universal, says the downloads will be burnable to CD and transferable to secure portable devices. The digital tracks will be available for purchase by consumers in the US for 99 cents for individual tracks and $9.99 for albums. The digital downloads will be available through over 25 retailers and music sites, including Best Buy, Circuit City, MP3.com, Rolling Stone, Tower Records, and others. Universal's download program follows on the heels of a spate of online licensing deals announced last week by members of the recording industry as the sector attempts to lure a fan base to their online products and away from popular, free, unauthorized peer-to-peer services like Morpheus and Kazaa, which it claims has eroded music sales. Using technology from Liquid Audio, music fans can buy tracks from the UMG digital catalogue, including such artists as Eminem, Diana Krall, Jay-Z, Nelly, Shaggy, Shania Twain, Sheryl Crow, and U2. The digital catalogue includes current and catalogue releases. Music fans can preview and purchase music tracks in both the Liquid Audio and Microsoft Windows Media formats. Universal said it will be kicking off the initiative by making the new single from superstar Mariah Carey available online before the release of her upcoming album. Nearly 40 million consumers in the US have changed their minds about shopping brands as a result of online information this year, according to the Diringer Research Group. The percentage of online adults who say that online information has changed their brand opinions and purchases has risen steadily since 1998. In that year, 14.4 million US consumers claimed they saw brands differently after going online. The latest study indicates that 60% of those online adults whose opinions changed switched brands at purchase, whether they bought via the net or via a brick-and-mortar store. 48% of adults online for 5 years or longer reported that their brand opinions changed due to online information, compared to only 28% of brand new internet users. Households with income of $75,000 or higher are also more likely to switch, according to the study. Half of all adults who have abandoned online orders said they changed their opinions of brands due to their online experience. In addition, major mall brands were found to be among the most likely products that were subject to change of mind. According to the Diringer Group, the study shows that marketers need to be sure that their websites and online interactions are consistent with the overall brand image their companies wish to convey. Fighting for survival, online magazine publisher Salon Media Group has introduced an unusual advertising program that waives subscriptions for readers willing to wade through an interactive commercial. The San Francisco company is offering Ultramercials, sponsored by Mercedes-Benz, as an alternative to paying an annual access fee, ranging from $18.50 to $30. About 45,000 subscribers pay the fees to view 20% of the content on Salon's website. The remaining 80% of Salon's site remains free to all visitors. Readers who clicked through all four sections of the commercial for Mercedes E-Class sedan on Tuesday received a 12-hour pass to Salon's subscription-based content. Visitors can get additional 12-hour passes by visiting through the advertisement on other days. The response to the new Mercedes promotion has exceeded expectations since its debut last week, said Cheryl Lecanegro, Salon's Senior Vice President of Sales. Salon is trying to sign up other sponsors besides Mercedes-Benz. Salon's new program is the latest marketing twist developed by cash-strapped internet companies hoping to drum up business in the depleted advertising market. Having lost $79.7 million since its 1995 inception, Salon is particularly desperate. The company could run out of money at the end of this month, according to documents filed last week with the Securities and Exchange Commission. As a last resort, Salon is prepared to raise money by selling the rights to collect bills owed by its customers, according to SEC documents. Ceylon would discount the face value of its account receivables 20% to 40% under an agreement with an unnamed bank, the SEC documents said. The new marketing strategy is designed to increase Ceylon subscriptions, as well as provide an altruistic way for advertisers to reach consumers, said Patrick Hurley, the company's Senior Vice President of Operations. The European Commission wants to introduce minimum quality standards for websites providing advice on health matters, a European Union official says. Concerns about the authenticity of healthcare and pharmaceutical sites have been percolating for years, particularly as more consumers head online to research maladies and cures. Thousands of professional and amateur sites have been available to field their questions. A common EU standard would reinforce consumer protection for increasingly popular medical websites. It comes as the EU is drawing up legislation to define exactly how far pharmaceutical companies are allowed to communicate with patients. The European Union has no plans to go down the road of direct-to-consumer advertising, which has triggered a proliferation of TV drug adverts in the United States. But it has proposed a 5-year pilot scheme under which firms can provide information to patients suffering from HIV/AIDS, asthma, and diabetes. On the net, questions abound. A recent study by Global Group Consumer International found several healthcare sites provided incomplete or inaccurate information. The EU executive will recommend member states adopt the standards in a document to be unveiled on the 2nd of December. Earlier this month, Consumer International took healthcare websites to task, saying at least 50% of the sites investigated failed to disclose the credentials of sources that offer advice. Another common criticism is that the sites fail to clearly specify which information is editorial and which is based on sponsors. The first digital radios priced under £100 are flying off the shelves in Britain, and demand is now outstripping supply, manufacturers have said. Pure, which makes the £99 Evoque radio, says the situation could get problematic if there were a big increase in demand at Christmas time. Consumers are already struggling to find them in the shops. Listeners get a greater choice of stations from the BBC and commercial stations, and an end to the kind of interference that can disrupt FM broadcasting. Up until now, listeners who want to hear stations like the BBC's 5 Live Sports Extra and 6 Music and Independence Planet Rock in one word have had either to buy hi-fi tuners for more than £300 or tune in via the internet or digital TV. Around 85,000 digital radio sets have been sold so far in the UK, according to the Digital Radio Development Bureau, which markets the technology. The figure has increased from 50,000 at the start of the year. A new EU antitrust case against Microsoft could be in the making, some sources close to the European Commission have revealed. Microsoft's leverage in mobile phone software from its dominant market share of PC operating systems is the basis for the new case. Concerns of the EU competition watchdog are fueled by Microsoft's dominant position in the OS market through the ubiquitous Windows operating system. Mobile phones are a very important market in Europe. The Commission is worried that Microsoft might take advantage of the strength of Windows in order to dominate in mobile phones, a top Commission official has said. Through this leveraging, Microsoft could make mobile phones mere distribution channels for its software. In a similar way, competitors claim it has done with PCs. Microsoft wants to commoditize mobile phones as it has done with computers, a lawyer for a European mobile phone maker has declared. Microsoft needs to dominate the mobile phone software market because of its .NET project, the lawyer asserts. Through this program, internet users would have a passport to identify themselves and to access several Microsoft websites. And that's News Briefs for this week.